Exposed, Bank of England new no-deal Brexit scenarios could be misleading, against public interest. By Jack Montgomery on November 30, 2018. The Bank of England's reputation has taken a severe hit as previously unreleased minutes reveal staff knew their dire no-deal Brexit predictions could be misleading and against the public interest. The central bank has been under fire from Brexiteers since publishing a no-deal scenario in which GDP collapses by 8% in a year, as has its Canadian governor, Mark Carney. A controversial former employee of the Goldman Sachs banking corporation which ploughed hundreds of thousands of pounds into the Remain campaign during the EU referendum, along with several other multinational financial giants. Even former members of the Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, such as Andrew Sentence, a committed Remainer, stepped forward to say the prediction was not a real-world scenario, and suggested it was undermining its credibility and independence by publishing such extreme scenarios and forecasts. Now the Telegraph has revealed that the bank knew full well that its reports could be against the public interest by giving a suggestion of apparently precise scenarios, which could be misleading and liable to misinterpretation, citing previously unreleased minutes. Governor Carney tried to defend the scenarios by suggesting that they were intended to illustrate what could happen, not necessarily what is most likely to happen. But it is notable that they did not think to consider a single scenario in which Brexit led to a positive outcome for the United Kingdom. Governor Carney, who is also a member of the secretive General Council of the European Central Bank, has long been at loggerheads with Brexit-supporting parliamentarians who believe he has politicized his role. With European Research Group, ERG, frontman Jacob Rees-Mogg describing him in uncharacteristically scathing terms as a second-tier Canadian politician who failed to get on in Canadian politics and got a job in the UK, and calling for his resignation. Instead, the Remainer-dominated government has repeatedly extended his term. During the 2016 referendum on Britain's membership of the European Union, the central bank boss lent his implicit support to then-Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne's claims that a Leave vote would have an immediate negative impact on the economy, suggesting that it could spark a technical recession. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.